So, Mr. Darren Camp, do we have Commissioner Haas or Commissioner Lopez online?
Commissioner, I don't see either one of them. We can proceed without them, though, if you wish.
Okay. Very good. Well, it is 1 o'clock, and we might be joined by our fellow county commissioners here in a short while. We had a meeting in Walsenburg a few minutes ago, and one of them, maybe perhaps both of them, traveled to Walsenburg. So it is 1 o'clock. Let me call this meeting to order. And this is a special session on the Main Street grant opportunities. Having said that, one of the points that we'll be going through is possibilities, partnerships, collaboration, as the agenda goes through. And please know that this is pretty much open for everyone, dialogue, discussion, and see if there's an opportunity. And at the end of this meeting, we'll get a perspective and decision what direction we're gonna go. But there is so much information that we have in front of us. So at this point in time, since we don't have any other commissioners online, no need to go through a roll call. The approval of the agenda, I think all the participants, the only item that we have on the agenda is the Main Street grant. So from that, let me go ahead and at this point in time, I welcome all of you and with the opportunity to perhaps impact the Scenic Highway of Legends and partner with the many opportunities. One of the things that appears that we have plenty of in these days is money. What we don't have is how we're going to spend that money, how we're going to get over the hurdles and obstacles, the certainly all the opportunities that we have here. So, by the way, Mr. Doran Camp, I just have a Tony, Commissioner Tony Haas is waiting to be admitted.
I'm not seeing it on my end. I just let Kim in.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. He said that he's on the phone, but I do not see.
Isn't that him on the 5241? I think he's already in.
Okay. All right. Well, since I have Commissioner Tony Haas, can you hear us, Commissioner?
I believe so. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, are you able to get on video as well?
No, I'm in my office up here and the computer is disconnected and I can't get on. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, without a delay, I want to go through the formalities of our county commissioners. Commissioner Tony Haas, it's 1:03. Let me call this meeting to order. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you please give us an invocation?
Heavenly Father, we know and trust that the plans you have for us are good. We pray that you will direct each and every one of our steps, allowing us to be influenced by the Holy Spirit and your grace. May all our steps glorify you, and may we never doubt the plans you have for us. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Kennemer, would you please lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Mr. Doran Camp, roll call, please.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
And Luis emailed he wouldn't be able to attend.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
And I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
And Commissioner Haas?
Okay, so now item 2A, Judy, I think pretty much at this point in time, Main Street Grant. Walk us through the process, information, and tons of dialogue, I believe.
Okay. So I think that the biggest event that happened is last week when we were discussing working on a Main Street grant for probably $150,000 tops with a wayfinding program. Here came from the National Scenic Byways Program, $22 million nationally, with pretty much a 1 week turnaround to decide whether your group would like to go for some of the grant funding. The most interesting thing about the round is that they're only accepting applications from people that have projects of 500,000 or more. It can't be less than 500, but it can be more than 500 if the match could be found. So the last 5 or 6 days have been a scramble, really, of working with the Scenic Byway group and saying, what would you like to do with this money? And talking with Felix, who we were already talking with about the Main Street money, and with Carl Young about what would be the priorities for the two counties. So in terms of the process that has happened, tomorrow, to Lenore Bates, who is the head of the Scenic Byways Program for the state, there is a two-page document due, which is due to the National Byways a week from now as well. And basically it says, do you have the intent to apply for this money? So what I think would be the most efficient thing to do is for us to look at these two abstracts. It would be number two on what we sent out earlier today. It came from Deborah Malone. Deborah, thank you for putting that up and distributing it. But basically, when I talked with Marty earlier today, she said, why are we going for two grants and not one? So we're basically, I think, not going for one grant, which is those items that are in the Pell study that came out in 2020, 2 years ago, and kind of a shopping list of not only what is the low-hanging fruit, but what are the priorities of the counties at this point. The second one was requested by Lenore Bates because she's putting together to try to get more strength for additional funding for the Scenic Byways is to say how many projects are waiting. So there are two different documents for two different projects. The one that is in waiting is a geological interpretive center. The possibility of doing that or the intention of putting together a geologic interpretive center is in the 10-year corridor management plan for the Scenic Byways. So that meets one of the main criteria. So basically that one is being submitted to actually say, we're here, we're throwing our hat in the ring for this for some future time. The one that we want to talk about today is the one that is based on the Pell study. So let's just take a look at that one together, number seven. 250 words to say what we want to do and what we'll spend the money for. And here it is. In 2021, a planning and linkages study was completed for the South Central COG and CDOT Region 2. This produced a long-term master plan for improved safety, a multimodal trail, and traveler amenity improvements along the 82-mile scenic highway of Legends. Developed in coordination with byway communities just 2 years ago, the plan outlines projects that can be built in phases. This proposal to the National Scenic Byway includes priority projects taken directly from the recommendations in this approved and adopted planning document. Funds will be used to design and install electric charging stations, to construct a multi-use trail between the village of Kachara and Kachara Mountain Park, and to develop visitor centers, public restrooms, and wayfinding signage in support of the increased visitation the byway is experiencing under its new designation as a National Scenic Byway. So I think that's where we start our discussion. Felix, do you agree?
That is correct. One of the two of the projects that we've spoken of, the charging stations that perhaps could be located someplace between Trinidad and La Vida, but up on the main portion of Highway 12. And of course we have Talitha with the city of Trinidad that we think, I personally, you know, and again, this is thinking out loud, Monument Lake is probably, if not the halfway point of those 80 miles, is pretty clear that that would be one of the locations that perhaps would be able to entertain some electric charging stations. Back, and again, I'm not speaking on behalf of the city, we're just kind of thinking out loud so you can relate that information back to the city of Trinidad, but we need to put together a letter of intent, which would identify those important things. Then we have two other local vendors. If we wanted to go on a private, we have Ringo's store that would may have also the ability to do a private, you know, government partnership. And then we have the other gas station that is up on, I think it's, what is the name of a little store? Is it Picket Wire?
Yes.
They also have a gas station in there. And the reason I'm putting those recommendations out there is because they already have monitoring systems. I would not want us to place any charging station just in the middle of nowhere and then somebody begins to deface, destroy, or damage those units. That would be a part of the project, and it would give the scenic Highway of Legends the opportunity to expand and now say to the visitors up on I-25 or a website, visit us. By the way, we have these amenities as you're visiting this beautiful highway. That's one of the projects that could possibly come to fruition. And again, at this point in time, we have not had a, we are gonna be hosting a meeting in Primero, and Mr. Dorenkamp, remind me when that meeting is gonna take place for with our stakeholders.
I believe we have that set up for the 30th, but I'd have to verify that.
Okay. Be the 12th of next month.
Yeah, April 12th. Yeah. And at that point in time, we will have an opportunity to get information from the community. What are some of the projects? And again, this would be back to wayfinding, signage, and directional signage, so on. So that's kind of the first phase that we're looking at. Then we have a tremendous gem within the Appel study. One of the things that we also have is the KT boundary. Talitha, I don't know if you're if you know where that's at, where the location of that. So Judy brought to us an opportunity to involve some of the higher ed institutions, Colorado School of Mines and so on, to help us develop a an informational center out on the KT boundary, which is on the south end of the Trinidad Lake State Park. And on this particular case, Las Animas County owns, and I think we have access to one of the roads that is still part of the county inventory of roads, which would provide access to this KT boundary. And you know, the historical perspective of this point is for geologists and physicists, and I mean, this could actually turn into a academic perspective that we have not exploited, that we have not presented to the world. We would have an opportunity to take tours, people going in there, taking a look at the KT boundary with some history, and then perhaps even having a website that creates additional information. So kind of at a 30,000 foot level, that's what some of the bigger projects that we're talking about. And $500,000, when you really think of it, it's not that big of a deal, because you know, this morning we were on a meeting with the TPR. And one of my questions was, there is so much bureaucracy within just simply to do a study. We're gonna have to do an environmental study. We're gonna have to do so much. How much is that going to cost? And how many dollars are we going to be able to employ to stand up these projects if the grant is awarded? So, you know, at the end of the day, these are great conversations, but I think the letter of intent, as Judy explained earlier in previous meetings, the letter of intent does not say that we are committed 100%. We can actually put the letter of intent if for some reason we can come up with a plan. Well, there it is. And then I want to also, this grant also has a 20% match. So the 20% match that we're looking at would probably, and we would be able to get that perhaps from DOLA, from who knows, but then we need to put a clarification on one of my points here, Judy, that I have when we're talking about the 20% match. You know, what kind of matches? I haven't had an opportunity to read all the documentation in there, but are we looking at in-kind, if in any point, at any point, a partner would be willing to use labor, how would that be calculated and so on? Do you have any information on that, Judy?
I would say for the national grant, they would not take an in-kind because it's a 20% match. So if we went for the maximum, that's $100,000 in match. So we're looking at an agency or, you know, a bigger organization, I think, that would have to match that. For the Main Street funds, I think that is very possible in terms of an in-kind match.
I think they did change it this last cycle that you can include it, but you also have to have that 10% match just for that small multimodal, if we're talking about that small.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know, Mr. Doran Campi, if you got an opportunity to speak with Orphan County Administrator to see if there's an opportunity for a partnership, collaboration, and perhaps now bringing in, if depending on how we decide these, Los Alamos County, Huerfano County, and private, public, the city of Trinidad, and others to participate on this grant. If you had the conversation, what was the outcome of that?
I have not had that conversation. Carl was going to join us, and I thought he had, but.
Okay. We let's see if we can get a follow up with him on this. I think when you look at the opportunity, the KT boundary, wayfinding signage, or however you describe that, Judy, there is the signage all up and down Highway 12. You know, dollars go pretty fast. And then, of course, we have to do the feasibility study, the engineering study, the engineering perspective, environmental. So I don't know exactly what, when you're talking about $500,000, you know, it turns out to be basically $600,000. Am I reading that correct? Yes. That at the end of the day, even if we were to apply 80% of that to real projects, some of the recommendations that are coming from Shoal also probably align with what we're talking about here. Bob, would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I think you're spot on. I see this as sort of seed or start money on some projects. Some things could be completed, some of the wayfinding, but some of these other projects on number seven, you know, like a visitor center and things like that, you know, obviously we're talking potential for several million dollars at some point. So yeah. It's a good start though. It's a way to get things rolling.
Yeah. And by way of information as well, I had a conversation with San Isabel Electric representative. And the person that reached out to Los Alamos County mentioned that they would be willing to partner with the county or an entity. And I relayed the information that we were thinking about perhaps some charging stations up on, and at that point in time, we didn't speak of Highway 12, but they were highly interested in partnering with the county to provide those types of services. I'm the least qualified to make any comments. I don't even know what kind of power it would take. So if this was going to be one of those undertakings within this proposal, we would have to enlist them onto the dialogue and conversation to see where we would go with that. And I see that Mr. Harold Young, I believe he just joined.
Mr. Lopez, Commissioner Lopez, yes. Who was it with San Isabel you were in touch with?
You know
with?
What? I was afraid you would ask me that. Let me.
It's okay.
I'll look up the name and I'll find out as we're going through the conversation.
Was it Laura Getz?
You know, sounds familiar. Yes,
because she was involved earlier on a discussion with this, and I think things kind of came to a halt. She's with San Isabel. And Carl and I and some others, we've worked with her. As I recall, there was some issues with it if San Isabel should be involved with a commercial entity on an EV station. Oh. So I think if we go with San Isabel, and Carl or others might be able to correct me if I'm wrong, I think maybe San Isabel could partner with the counties, but I don't know how, I think they get concerned about taking away business from a private entity that might want to do an EV station. Okay. So we just have to keep that in the background as a thought. But Carl, do you have any feelings or input on that?
Yeah, I think you're right, Bob. I also remember they had a concern about distance between charging stations. Right. So I think that at Monument Lake site or something further into Los Angeles County would probably be a good location for that first for that EV charging station, because I think we were talking about putting one in La Vida at that time, right, Bob? And they said it was sort of too close to one that was in Walsenburg.
Yeah, I think actually I don't know if the one in Walsenburg was the issue. I thought that the people that own the La Vida Country Store were saying that they were thinking of putting one in, and I thought that was the primary reason that San Isabel stepped back, I'm happy to talk with Laura Getz and get a feeling, see if she can help us line out their parameters of what they will or will not help with for whatever reasons, and then also the distance issues that you're referring to.
And you are correct, Bob. That's who I found the email and all the documents that she attached. That's who I spoke
with. Okay, cool. Cool. I think we're all on the same page then.
So one of my questions, since we have some of the intentions to apply for DOLA grants later on, and I want to, you know, full disclosure on this, would work from a county, Carl, would you, if we create a partnership, would Warfano County be willing to perhaps apply for the matching grants if indeed we decided to go with this project?
So we'd be willing to put in for matching funds. I guess we need to know about which matching grants are we talking about. Are we talking about MMOF money or what parts are we looking at for matching grants?
Sure. And I think, you know, that would be the conversation that you and Mr. Dorenkamp need to probably have a quick discussion on and identify where the funds would be coming from. And at this particular point in perspective, let's put another, you know, the spoke on the wheel that we have here today is the city of Trinidad. Perhaps even among the two counties in the city and even the city of Walsenburg, who knows exactly how this proposal may end up if we decide to go through. Judy, what do you think?
I think I would go to Carl at this point, who mentioned to me that he thought that we might be for the, so I would mention that for the big grant, the 500,000, there's a priority for rural areas and for areas that are in economic distress. So I think that we would rank highly, you know, in those two categories. So whether or not you include those other two municipalities, probably has to do with which grant you're going for. But I think, you know, the relationship between the city of Trinidad and Monument Lake, I mean, all through the Pell study, it becomes very evident that Monument Lake is really underutilized. And in terms of getting some economic, more economic development for all the communities on that part of the byway, Monument Lake is really key. So we could put the Monument Lake parentheses city of Trinidad. And there we'd be. So I think definitely a yes on that one.
I'd like to ask a question about Monument Lake. I agree and have for years thinking it's way underutilized. In part, it's not open in the winter. And I just don't know enough about the facility to obviously be, it becomes an issue of how many people are there and are going to do it and what is there to do in the winter. But this ties into Felix's comments and concerns about an EV station at a place that is closed about half the year could be a concern about vandalism. But the good thing is that it's a real hot spot in the summer. And I think if there's ways that the vendor that leases it from the Trinidad, if they could see the possibility for in tourism in the off season, then that might make that a more acceptable site. Again, this may not be part of this discussion for now, but to keep that on the radar.
You know what I think, Bob, the response to that's going to be depending on what the restrictions are going to be. Right now there are so many rebates for anyone that is wanting to use a grant, even for charging stations. I would imagine that San Isabel has a better pulse on that than any one of us would at this point in time. I think that the conversation with Laura would be the next guiding light that we can get before we take the next step. Because again, if perhaps even that portion of a grant could be pursued through, well, first of all, we need to find out exactly what are the rules of engagement, and that without it, you know, extrapolating any more on that.
Well, again, I'll volunteer to follow up with Laura this afternoon and keep everybody posted on what I learn, if that's okay.
Good.
Okay.
So I'd like to go back to grants, if I may.
Sure.
I think that this is a really good multimodal opportunity fund grant. And I'm remembering in TPR this morning, CDOT said that is money that can be matched with federal money. You know, thinking about it like that, and we'd be willing to put in a little bit extra money as well as Riffinal County to help make sure that we get to the numbers we need to get to. But as a joint project, the MMOF money should be a steal there for a bi-county project, because we have a bi-county TPR. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of silence there, so maybe you can know.
I think that the TPR presentation, you're absolutely correct. The opportunity is there, and certainly the matching funds always, you know, come back to us. You know, where do we get the money from? How do we make the project whole? But you're correct that there is opportunities there, and I think, and I don't. Perhaps because the underserved communities, and this has been one of those communities that has been underserved for so many years, that it could probably be looked at favorably, since we have the Pell study supporting documentation for the evaluation and awarding process. And you know, from the perspective of Los Animas County, I'm speaking as a team of one right now. We'll bring this whole dialogue and conversation to the Board of County Commissioners. and then we can take a decision. We have a meeting next Tuesday, so we'll definitely get more solid information on that.
I think that I don't think any of my decision makers made the call today, or at least not yet. So I would have to do the same thing, of course. We were considering applying for MOF grant for that Kachar Mountain Park sidewalk, the Kachar sidewalk. But if we can lump it into a big project and knock out a bunch of long-term priorities with this, I don't see how the commissioners would say no. Even if that means we don't apply for another MOF grant.
Mm-hmm. And also Judy had mentioned a trail between Monument Lake and North Lake. That's one of the things that was identified on the Pell study. Again, as the county, we don't wanna impose any ideas on property that we don't, in a sense, own. But you know, my question to Judy early on, we had a conversation early in the week, is what about the archaeological studies before we get into this? What is that gonna cost, the environmental study? So there was a ton of expenditure before we start doing any trail system, any place. You know, we had a meeting up in Stonewall, I said about a year and a half ago, Judy, and I tell you what, a lot of the landowners in there were not really happy that something of this magnitude and nature was gonna be interrupting their operations. So anything that we do, we have to have the stakeholders support or not before we say yes to anything. And that's where the county is taking the opportunity to meet with the constituents and ask their feedback. And it may be a big no from whatever we end up proposing. And at the end of the day, it's got to come from them, not necessarily from us.
I think that's absolutely fair. You know, which is part of the reason why I'd really like to focus on design in this grant, because we could certainly have some more community engagement about, you know, I think the PL was specific in some areas, very general in others. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to be able to know what the route is, where is it going to go? And they're going to want to be able to say, what if we move the route here versus here? And we can get into that kind of conversation and get all those environmental studies done. You know, I think that project pushes closer to $1 million, mm-hmm. not more. But, I just think about the impact of it all, and it feels worth it, especially if we can get the constituents in both counties nailed down about where things are going to go. Because we have the same problem in Kachara. In the sidewalk project is relatively easy. That'll run around CDOT in our right of way. But the Pell also included a lot of other trails on private land and connected national forests and things like that we aren't certain that those groups are in favor of all those things. I think they're in favor in concept, but they all want to know the details.
And I think, you know, Carl, one thing, the opportunity here is maybe a charging station is not something that we support. Maybe that's something if we don't find the location but right now, because that seems to be such a language that is being used nationwide, and the support is there, the money is there. And I'm just being alerted that the shopping bag is open year round up on the Stonewall area. So we go into the public-private partnership that perhaps could be, you know, Bob makes a really good point. I mean, at this point in time, we have to find the location that's going to be available for all, and then what's in it for someone with private property? What is the benefit to them? And those are, you know, San Isabel was the one that was going to put in there. One of the things as getting ready for this conversation, I went and researched, there was like 15 different apps and brands of electric charging stations. And if you have this type of a car, then you need this kind of a plug. And if you have, you need adapters, and there are so many things in there. So for me, that's just a foreign subject that I think really needs a whole lot more investigation than probably any of us has a capability of. So I think if we wanted to, you know, the $500,000 that we're talking about here, Judy, and all is the KT boundary and signage pretty much can probably consume the majority of that. Especially if we start putting some of the signage on I-25 through the city, guiding people all the way around. And but this conversation has, I think, a lot of potential.
So shall we move toward, what shall we do to move toward having an application ready in 5 or 6 weeks?
And again, I was going to have a conversation with our county administrator to put this conversation on our next Board of County Commissioners so we can officially take a position on that, and we'll know where we're going. And then I think the letter of intent, Judy, as you said, it probably safe enough to say that we can and that we should. We can always rescind that application.
Right.
Talitha, do you have any from your perspective, any comments?
I really appreciate Wayfinding including the city of Trinidad. And I know the city also appreciates that. So I think, Wayfinding and the multi-use trail are both specifically important to Trinidad. So however I can help move it forward. All of it sounds great for all of us.
You know, and the partnership expands when you really think of a larger scope. Think about the Trinidad State Park. When you go visit in there, for most visitors, especially their first time comers to Colorado, they won't know what Highway 12 is. They won't know what this Highway of Legends has to offer to them. So from there, we can actually have a historical marker in there. And as we go through Highway 12, that's what we want to meet with our constituents is there might be a point of historical worthiness that we put a sign you are standing on, and then have some historical perspective. And for more information, click here, QR code type thing. And now they get the whole perspective as they go through Highway 12. But they started their tour at the 42nd State Park. Perhaps they go to the Trinidad State Park. They go through the city, and then they find their way all the way around. We send them over to La Vida. They visit Walsenburg and so on. I think that's kind of a perspective because, you know, right now you stop any place, the Welcome Center has information in there, but what if we don't know that the Welcome Center is there? And so ton of opportunity here to expose our community and help them find a way to go spend a few more dollars on Highway 12.
So then what I think I'm hearing then is a project that focuses on wayfinding, and we can certainly get behind that. I'm not sure if that will work for MMOF or not, but we can ask. And that could be a design build grant, honestly, at $500,000, if I'm thinking right. I think that would work on our end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Carl and Phil might want to have a quick conversation. You are the brain of this entity. Certainly, we're providing a lot of information, but I think if the two of you have an opportunity to kind of troubleshoot, okay, what would be, you know, $500,000? We make it sound like it's a ton of money, but at the end of the day, any sign right now is $15,000-$20,000. Then you're looking at all the other associated costs. But I like the fact that you're saying Carl is design build. Probably would be a great approach to this whole thing.
Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, but is there's an opportunity here, correct, to perhaps pursue two grants, one being Scenic Byway, and I think that's what the two letters of intent, well, the one specifically that we talked about briefly earlier, that we can pursue funding for that, the stuff that was listed there. Then the second one would be the Main Street, that we could actually go after wayfinding signage if we decide to do that.
That's correct. That's correct. And that
is it,
project, is it, that's $150,000.
Is it the consensus in that we may not want to pursue Main Street grants for wayfinding and pursue the Scenic Byway grant for wayfinding?
Actually,
I mean, I don't think that's what the letter of intent that I read addresses. I'll see if I can bring that up again.
You know, the letter of intent, when you look at the things that they're supporting, I think there are 9 items, and they don't talk about wayfinding per se. They talk about, you know, interpretation, but that's where they talk about things that, you know, has to do with economic development. So a lot of wayfinding does have to do with alerting people to what they can do, right, where there are visitor services, not for the commercial places, but, you know, using universal language and universal symbols. This is what's ahead for you.
Excuse me, Ms. Deborah Malone. Judy, on, and thank you, commissioners, for your time. Under topic 9, there you go.
That's it.
Number 7.
Yep.
Develop, there you go.
Yeah, the development and provision of tourist information to the public, including interpretive information about the scenic byway. So it's right there. So the thing that I would add just to this conversation is that in terms of the money's coming from the Federal Highway Administration. What they like to do is build stuff, right? Like to throw dirt and build roads and trails and et cetera. So we do have to take that into consideration. I think that the money that is in the Main Street program has a broader purpose, right? That encompasses more. These are both very broad, but you could, you know, if you wanted to just come down on wayfinding, you know, you definitely could spend all that money if you wanted to, but that would so it could come out of either pot. One pot's just significantly bigger than the other.
You know what, I think Mr. Vorenkamp, your question is absolutely valid. And when we look at this, I mean, the scenic byway, $500,000, the Main Street, 150. I mean, probably the opportunity would be that we have the capacity to maybe even consider both. But at this point in time, you know, the one that the scenic byway, the $500,000, would that be the desire of the majority to just pursue that one?
Carl, where does that put you in terms of what you're thinking about?
I'm sorry, putting out a couple of fires. Can you repeat that question for me?
Yes. So the question was posed, if we looked at the fact that this isn't so much money and that maybe we should look at it, you know, particularly the larger one, which we have to do something about, you know, immediately. Should we just do wayfinding, which is a very broad category, has to do with visitor information, right? Visitor navigation.
So, and forgive me, again, I missed a portion of the conversation there.
So,
but the my thought on wayfinding is that it is at the very least a couple hundred thousand dollars to be a bi-county wayfinding project.
Right.
So I think it would fit in the scope of the byways grant. And but by the time you added engineering design and easements and all that kind of stuff,
right,
it gets to be big enough for that. So if you're thinking about going after using a CDOT Main Street grant for that, I don't know if that'll fly. I don't know if that'll be a big enough budget.
Right. Good point. But it is a big enough money. Yeah, okay.
Good point. Smart guy.
I have a question. I need some clarification. When we're talking two grants, are we talking the two we have in front of us now and not doing one? Or are we talking these two plus the Main Street? I mean, I'm sorry, I just get a little confused as to how many grants from whom?
Yeah, Bob, I think the one that is in front of us, we had there is another one available, the one that's coming from CDOT, the Main Street, $150,000. That's one. But then Judy, early in the week, discovered that there's an opportunity through the Scenic Highway to apply for the $500,000. And then the question that, at this point in time, I think to answer your question is, the conversation has been around the larger grant, because that also has the capability of wayfinding opportunities. And as Carol mentions, just to put wayfinding by county is going to exceed the main street one, with all of the studies and environmental and all the research, engineering, so on and so forth. The 150 probably would be, you end up using about, I don't know, whatever, $50,000 on all the research. So I think the conversation has been around the Scenic Byway $500,000 grant, which also requires the 20% match that we have been talking about. And then my question early on was, do we have the capacity to go and do both? And I think at this point in time, if it is the desire of all, of the group, is we'll take a look at the one, the $500,000, Bob. I think that's the summary of the conversation thus far.
Right. Got it. That makes, I appreciate that. It's what I was thinking, but I wasn't quite sure. Thanks.
Talitha, you had a comment.
May I ask what the timeline is to use the funds for the Scenic Byway? Because I know the CDOT grant is 1 year, but preferably less than 8 months.
I went back to looking at, and I didn't find it this morning. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. In terms of when it has to be used.
But for bigger projects, it'd probably be a longer timeline.
For sure, right.
The CDOT wants it less than 8 months, and it's a rolling grant, so it'll be open next month and the month after. So a little more flexibility.
And it'll actually be open for years, the CDOT grant.
The month and the month and the month, exactly.
Month by month by month. And this one, you know, there's, in terms of this amount, this grant, there is no assurance that any more money will be coming down the pike for the Scenic Byways. So this is not, well, let's put this off and try for it again later. And this is very unusual for Scenic Byway grants for national. Usually they're more likely to give the states a pot of money and say, try to make all the byways happy by giving everybody something. This is completely different. This is, we've got a big pot of money and we want to get rid of it now. Get it committed. So I think strategically it makes good sense, in the sense that we can go back and pick up the Main Street grant. I think it'll be around for a long time.
And then I had one other question. As we're talking about wayfinding, the Federal Highway Administration put on a webinar about this really cool new bike tech. So it's $8,000 per location. I don't know if you caught that, but it's really innovative the way that they capture bikes to make the sign flash so that people know that there's a bike ahead.
I saw that.
So is that included in this, do you think, or could it be? I think it's a huge safety improvement. Yeah.
I mean, wayfinding basically has to do with helping people find their way from one place to the other, but you know, doing it safely is could probably be stretched.
And you know, considering the Stonewall Century Ride and its popularity, which is by county, considering the tourism board here, and I know down in Trinidad, we're all looking at increasing graveler rides, which very likely would increase traffic on Highway 12, both bike and car traffic. I think the flashing safety sign that Talitha was just speaking of, it could be I think it would be a useful part of these grants. Because I think safety seems always to be popular with giving money to safety, and our highway is so narrow and windy, I think it'd be a very good part of this grant if we think it fits.
So the focus is coming down more tightly. Anybody, yeah. What do you think, Felix? Are we going in the right direction?
I think opportunities are endless. You know, since we have, you know, the Pell study was done, I mean, a lot of resources were invested on that. Ton of information. To me, the research has already been done.
Right.
It's just a matter of how do we deploy that? And that included both counties. You know, that's the beauty of this partnership, that if we wanted to spend $500,000 creating a trail between, I mean, that would be totally acceptable to me. It's basically there. If we wanted to do the wayfinding, there is, I think at this point in time, the opportunities are endless. In Las Animas County, from my own perspective, this would be a great asset for our constituents. You know, for a lot of, again, if we're not getting people from one of the parks to go around the loop, we're losing a lot of revenue, a lot of exposure to that part of the county. And in many instances, we like it that way. You know, we like the quiet spaces, but I think a lot of the vendor community up and down Highway 12 would really rejoice that, you know what, this is one of those worthy ideas, send a little more traffic that way, especially in the winter months. You go through La Vida and all of us can use a little more revenue sources. But again, I'm only speaking from one perspective. I think it's gonna be interesting when we have our town hall and see who shows up. We're gonna personally make some phone calls and invite by name some of the people that have businesses on that part of the on that part of the county, so they can give us the feedback. Yeah, you think about this even if we decided at the KT boundary and then something on the other end of Highway 12, that absorbs pretty much a good percentage of if we were awarded the grant. It absorbs a ton of money already.
Mm-hmm. Does.
So are we saying we could still pursue both of these FHA grants then? We just need to focus exactly on what we want, or?
No, for the moment, you know, the second one is really a shell. It's an idea that we're going to, you know, hopefully pursue in the future. But I think the piece of that needs to be plucked out of the one of the geological center and put into wayfinding, right, is the piece that has to do with information about the KP boundary. So it is melding them that way. But so let me ask this question. So we have been, the byway has been requested to submit by tomorrow letters of intent for any projects that you would like to pursue that you know about now. So Lenore said to me, make sure, right, if you have two projects, you submit two projects. the one project you'd be submitting, probably the one that has to do with Pell because of its documentation, would be for funding. The other would be to signal the Scenic Byway commissioners that we are going to be looking for more money for the geological center. So we're putting both in saying there's a lot of money needed to bring the Scenic Highway of Legends up to its potential. And what we're looking at right now is in the corridor management plan, which is a 10-year plan, and in the Pell study, which doesn't have a time limit, but what we can see right now that we know we want to do are those two things. Follow the recommendations of the Pell, right? And look at the potential of a geologic center. So, but we know as we send them in on two forms that are the same, that the one with the Pell is the one that will probably rise to the top of the stack. So what will happen, I'll say this again, I don't know if I said it. On Monday, Lenora is going to meet with the Scenic Byway commissioners from around the state. And they're going to take a look at everything that's come in. One, none, two, three, whatever people have put in saying, we intend to go for that $500,000. And then they're going to make their priorities in terms of what they think is important in terms of the state. And then give the ones that probably have the best chance of making the shortlist the go ahead. So we would be submitting tomorrow with the idea that the commissioners would take a look at and say, probably, we really like the Pell, right? We'd like a full grant on that. And why don't you put the other one aside, which doesn't meet our priorities at this moment, but it will in the future. Make sense?
Yeah. And of course, Bob, you know, one of the most important tenets is securing the match. And that's where I believe Carl and Mr. Dorenkamp, they will have a conversation. And as they bring it back to our county commissioners meeting, we'll know what direction to proceed. You know, I just don't want us to commit as a county that the county will pick up X, Y, or Z. I think the two administrators will have a conversation and then we'll have more viable information for next week.
I like it. And especially, I just want to add the multi-use trail from the village of Kachar to Kachar Mountain Park. Not only is it a great tourism tool, but once again, it really brings safety to the forefront that there's so much shoulder traffic there that it's always been a concern of mine. And I think that it would have just so much benefit that it's a really great thing to pursue at this point. So.
And early on at one of the meetings, when I first met Judy, we met at, I think it would have been Monument Lake at one of the meetings. I asked her, so Judy, if we had all the money in the world, how much is it going to cost to bring about all the recommendations from the Pell study? So we're looking at millions of dollars. And so at this point in time, $500,000 is a good foundational step on the right direction if we're going to begin to develop what was recommended back then. I think the opportunity, if we had right now a $20 million grant, we can probably spend it as well.
Yeah.
And then should I talk with Mike or council about the city of Trinidad being included as part of the wayfinding throughout town? And so therefore, do I need to ask them?
I think so. I think that would be really great. And that we had, I think we might have extended the invitation to Mike, but Talitha, that's absolutely fine. Welcome any and all feedback. If you have any questions, I do the presentation and the questions are answered by Mr. Dorenkamp. And so if you have any additional questions, Phil, do you have any comments?
Carl alluded to it a bit, and I know it's been discussed some. We pursued this grant for wayfinding, we can probably spend $500,000 from the city boundary going west up over Cuchara Pass down to La Vida city boundary without putting one sign up in the city of Trinidad. I don't mean to come across rude here, but I mean, yeah, it'd be good to have the city involved, but if I'm at the city and I'm putting match monies into this grant, I'm gonna want some signage put up within the city of Trinidad, if that is indeed the direction we're wanting to go. I mean, I know Bob just, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here, Bob just mentioned the trail from the village of Cuchara to Cuchara Mountain Park. I don't think that's been part of the latter part of the conversation, unless I'm missing something. I was thinking we were now going to focus back on wayfinding, and perhaps I'm missing something.
No, I think you're right, Phil. You know, that would be one of those other wish list items. You know, the that trail would be obviously would be the next one. But I think that the conversation has been concentrated upon the wayfinding, and again, I think, Talitha, you know, information has to be there. There may be opportunities. So, but to me, is the collaboration is the more we know, as Mr. Dorenkamp mentions, who knows where this thing is going to go. But you're right. I mean, signage, we've had an opportunity to do a few signs up on Highway 12. And you may have an idea. You might remember that, Judy. I don't know what they cost, but at the end of the day, right-of-ways, easements, and engineering studies and all the requirements are just cumbersome and expensive. And, you know, this morning at the TPR meeting, one of the CDOT representatives was talking about Senate Bill 40 back from 1969, all the regulations that any project has to go through. And then my question to him was, so what happens with all the new legislation that is being approved and passed? And now you have CDPHE involved, you have Senate Bill 40, you have so many things, so many hoops to jump over that I think it's worth clarifying that dollars are spent fairly quick.
Yeah. Jump in, and Phil, I thought that when we were looking at what I was calling grant number one, that we were still including that trail, but I'm happy if we get any of this stuff, and if we decide to focus primarily on wayfinding like we were talking about earlier, that's totally fine as well. So
Talitha, I just wanted to say something real quick about your question and involving the city of Trinidad. I understand Phil's point as far as, you know, if you're gonna pony up with any money, you need to have some skin in the game, and I think where that comes in for the city of Trinidad is the ownership of Monument Lake and sending traffic in that direction. So I think it is important that you involve the city of Trinidad in the conversation so that they can promote Monument Lake Resort as well. And maybe at some point we can have events at the resort year round, which would be an economic benefit for everybody on the Scenic Highway of Legends.
Yep.
Good point.
I've got a question. I'm not sure who's best to answer it, Judy, Deb, Marty. But part of my thinking is that the biggest part of the cost for the wayfinding isn't the physical signs. So all everything leads up to getting the physical signs.
Right.
If we do all of that back-end work and include the municipalities on the highway as well, you know, is actually buying the signs then a marginal cost, or is it, you know, bigger than marginal? I'm trying to figure out, you know, if we do want to include the signage in the cities, which I think there's a real benefit there. If we didn't physically put them in and just did the preliminary work and then started applying for CDOT Main Street grants to actually put them in, could that be a strategy that works?
that may not be, CDOT may not allow it.
You know, the Highway 12 has been particularly hard in terms of right of way, in terms of signage. Historically, you know, when we did that last part of the wayfinding, it was tough to find places that were cleared for right of way. But the trick is to go through and map out what's ideal. When you come to points of decisions, where do travelers decide which way to go and which not way to go? Right. And you map out what would be ideal. And then you do first what's possible. So everything won't be done in one project. But I think that that notion of finding out, of mapping what's the most desirable. So it's not too much. You don't want too much signage. You want just, it's, a, you know, Goldilocks. Not too little, not too much, just the right amount of signage so that it doesn't interfere with the beauty, right? So it helps you respect the asset and not the signs themselves, but the signs are handsome. People say, wow, that's quite beautiful. Or did you know that such and such? So, and then there, so it's design and then how much you can afford to put up, or you put it up for particular reasons. Right, that could have something to do with wildlife, for instance, or whatever the reasons were. So the process is to figure out what would it look like ideally, and then the next stage is what are the most critical needs right now for what reasons, and then where do we go to get the rest done? And it can be in chunks as well.
And Judy, you have such experience with this wayfinding in the region. That wayfinding plan that the city of Trinidad had the engineering and such already completed, right? So we wouldn't necessarily, I mean, you can speak to.
Let me just speak to this. We went through this with the city of Trinidad a year ago, where they said, yes, we want to be a part of what the signage looks like in terms of design so that things really hold together from one end to the other. And they have a design that actually is quite handsome. You know, Fisher's Peak is at the top, you can see, you know, cut out so that you see, and then the words are below. So they thought, well, maybe the rest of the byway would like that. Maybe we could adopt it or something like it. So that's all very possible. The difficulty was that they have some that they purchased years ago that have been difficult to get up. So that never came to pass. So anyway, that I think that would be a separate issue. But I think that, you know, in terms of Monument Lake, we seem to have like the heart of what we're doing here. And as Carl Jung said to me the first time we talked about this, he said, you know, my priority's got to be Kachara. But he said, then I want to step out and just build out the system and be a part of building out the whole byway system for signage or whatever's going on. So I think, you know, everybody's doing things together. It's just a matter of working it out at each step.
Well, then,
Carl.
Go ahead.
No, I'm finished.
Oh, sorry about that. Some lag there. So then I think I hear a consensus on wayfinding being an important part. Can we write this letter to be sort of nebulous? Whereas we are going to wayfind, we're going to design first. We'll build on the work that Trinidad's already done. I think that La Vida and Walsburg haven't really done much. But to get the ball rolling, and we'll just say we're going to build out as much as we can with the remaining funds and see how far we get. So yeah. That way we have a project that is rolling, and if we can get some things done easy in the counties, I think that we'll have an easier, I think we're going to have an easier time with the counties because we have a better relationship with our landowners.
Right.
And CDOT does. But I think we can find a way to move the ball forward that at least gets things going, helps us build some momentum. because that's what I'm really after here on this project. We can Dreskachar another grant. We can find another place for that. But to pick something, some low-hanging fruit, to get a win, to start the process towards this whole project, feels to me like a good investment and a good use of our time and resources.
And to make it visible. You know, tuck a trail in, a few people will see it, but not everybody will see it. When you do wayfinding, people say, wow, something's happening here. And something I was asked about before they did it. That's the trick. You know, just the pride that people have in having been a part of deciding what goes on a sign or where it goes or what story gets told, you know, is just invaluable. It's priceless.
Commissioner Lopez, have you had any kind of conversation with CPW on erecting signage for the KT boundary? And if so, then we could absolutely move forward with this wayfinding signage and include that as well.
Well, the short answer, Marty, is no, we have not. And I have not. That's, you know, the conversation has been going on probably for quite a while, but no, I personally have not reached out to them, Marty. So good point.
And, well, if you're doing a planning grant, we can include that in the grant.
Right, in the grant. And there's really, you know, it's frightening when you go back there, realize if we have, you know, a world-class asset, this little strip right of ash that's the best place in the world to understand what happened to the dinosaurs, and you can just go up and put your hand on it. I mean, this is going to have to involve some protection for the asset too. So, you know, History Colorado, I think, would be very interested in, maybe we could look there for money, but that whole, how do you protect a geological resource? You know, I asked some of these geologists when we were starting to talk about the center, when you draw attention to a resource, how do you protect it? And they say, around the world, the biggest danger to all geological assets is teenagers and campfires.
Yep.
Local teenagers and campfires and what they do around the campfire or what they think they can do around the fire, whatever it is. So, but you do, I think we do have to think about protecting this extraordinary thing that's right now tucked away. It's been protected by its remoteness.
Yeah, definitely something.
Go ahead, Bob.
I was just gonna say something. Judy and I have talked about this, and I really love the idea of promoting it, and because it is an incredible thing, but some type of a barrier that's not unsightly keeps the site inviting. That's what we need. So, but that's also discourages vandalism and people trying to get over and say Kilroy was here, you know.
So this I think Marty brings up a very, very good point to reaching out to the local park manager. We'll reach out to that representative and see what, even if they would be interested in considering that before we begin promoting somebody else's property, right? Without the permission. Yeah, I'll make a phone call and have a visit with her and see what they might have plans of their own. Right. And there is a county road that goes, and I haven't been up there for a while. Phil, do you know if that road goes all the way to the KT boundary, the county road that is existing in there? I know we've been up there, but I don't think we went all the way to the location.
It goes all the way over to where the boundary is, yes, as it is currently laid out. CPW has expressed an interest in taking over the maintenance of that stretch of road, but they've yet to formally send anything to us.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of homework without compromising or, I mean, agreeing to anything beyond this. Are there any additional comments? We know that wayfinding is probably going to be the main focus of this effort.
Sounds good. And now,
Carl?
I said, that sounds like a plan.
All right. And if anything, we have our county commissioners meeting on Tuesday. Definitely we'll keep you all informed. And I think this was a very, very great discussion. Any other comments? Any, Judy, enjoy the warmth in Minneapolis.
I have one thing. So the byway people who are here have permission to rework the letter of intent to make it reflect the wayfinding in the KPT boundary and submit it tomorrow. As generally as we have spoken about it.
I'm fine. I found there's a couple typos, a couple of mistakes in this they're easily corrected. It's more just some basic terminology, but I can help correct those, but I'm fine. Marty, Carl, Felix.
I think we're asking for permission more from the county commissioners than from us, Bob. But I do want to remind the commissioners that in the instructions on the FHA or Highway Administration letter of intent, it does state that after a letter of intent is submitted, that you may change the goal or the project type of the project being applied for and describe the change in the final application. So even though we do submit a letter of intent, we still have an opportunity to change the project at a later time. So I think what Judy's asking is it okay for us to move forward with the letter of intent?
And you know, not having the A Board of County Commissioners will never make the decision at a work session. So at this point in time, I think we all have agreed that the letter of intent and if is probably a step that needs to be taken. And if for some reason there is a no-go vote, we'll definitely keep you all posted and informed, and we can rescind that application, Marty.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes. And one really probably very, very important question and probably the most important of it all would be is, who is going to be the fiscal agent of this grant? That always gets into the, who's gonna do all the reporting, who's gonna do all the work, and is it gonna be Los Angeles County? Is it gonna be Warfarin County? And that yet, that's gonna be to be determined. That's, to me, that's the conversation that Mr. Dorenkamp and Mr. Young will have, and they'll make a recommendation back to us, and we'll get a decision to all of you. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I just would like to say that it just makes my heart sing to see us all coming together and coming to agreement on the Highway of Legends. I'll tell you, I've been doing this for more years than I wanted to tell you about, but it's just so nice to see this collaboration. And again, it's a smart thing to do. We know that it brings in hundreds of millions of dollars, the byway for the region. So it's not about, you know, Kuchar, it's not about Monument Lake, it's not about Trinidad or Walsenburg. It's, you're all part of America's byway. And that in itself will bring traffic, and you need to manage it and show them where you want them to go and show them where you don't want them to go. So I thank you much for taking the time to go through this.
And Deb, we want to thank you for all the work that you've done on this particular project for so many years. When Marty reached out to me, she said, Commissioner, we're looking for a board member. We meet once a year, sometimes twice a year. Don't worry about it. There's very little to do. And I tell you one thing, I've had a chance to work with Marty for many years, and I'm enjoying this group and the opportunity to, this is an opportunity to make it happen and to give back to our constituents of that part of the county. So
good job.
Thank you all. Commissioner Tony Haas, any questions, any parting thoughts?
No, I just believe that it's paramount that the property owners up and down Highway 12 are alerted and have their voices heard too, and we'll get that done.
Sounds good. Well, no other comments. Judy, Bob, anybody else? Talitha? Nope. Well, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thanks.